Blog
Hello?
Talk
what
Radio.
The fuck? Where's the thing? What the hell?
I don't know.
Me either. I just tried to play the anthem and it didn't play. Cuz, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. It didn't play. It says it's playing, but do you hear it?
I'm checking it out on my desktop. It says loading.
Oh, anyway, welcome
Hang
to
on.
The show tonight.
Yeah, I think it's playing. Hang on.
All right.
I'm
okay,
picking
I'm
it
gonna,
up right now.
Give me just a second.
All right. It's not playing for me. Not at all.
I think my simulcast is working, though.
Okay, good. That's
no,
good.
We're talking. I don't hear the intro music,
yeah,
but we're talking. I can
that's
right,
because
well.
It's a preview.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Okay, so now I'll do it. I'll do it. Dun 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 dun
dun radio.
Dun dun can you see me? Can you motherfucking hear me?
Well, I really don't know what's happening, but okay then. Anyway, yeah. So, how was I? What did you guys think about the UFO hearing last week? And we want people to call in. Wait a minute, people. If you have the other number, Fabian, in your hand, just in case.
I've got 347-202-0316.
Okay, and I'm going to give the other one just in case anybody can call in. 619-639-4606. All right, so just in case anyone wants to call in and chime in on this, because it was very interesting, and I got to say that I can understand completely why they have to not announce things publicly, certain things, because hell, they'll kill them. I mean, let's be realistic.
Yeah,
let's all, you know, a hit will go out on them, they'll die of an accident. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, you know, if this is this big, which it is, come on, Frank told me all about it. So I was like, when I hear it now, I'm like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He told me about this. So I was already aware, so to hear it, but I was very intrigued by the rash of UFO sightings on the East Coast here by me in 2014.
Right.
That is when I saw what I saw.
And that was that year I know they made a point of talking about how many were actually reported in 2014.
Right, right. Yep.
And
so, yeah.
And it wasn't, I mean, some of what they talked about, some of the questions that came in for the three guys on the panel, some of it might have gotten missed by people who watched it, but one of the questions was about interdimensional travel.
Interdimensional travel and beings or whatever. Okay, Oh my God! Guess what? Guess who I saw when I went to go see Godsmack? We didn't play because we.
Oh yeah, yeah. Go ahead, tell us.
Mike and the Freaker Beastie Boys. Man, he was fucking loving.
Yeah,
oh my God!
Really great.
Oh my God, he is the best. Okay,
yeah,
and
he's
it was
dead.
So cool because Beastie Boys are one of my favorites, and to watch him. It was so awesome. You know, and I got to see Stain, but they're going to announce probably today sometime what they're doing, like to honor the ticket.
Right.
Like if they give me an option for another show, I'm selecting Ghost.
Yeah, and it's like what everybody was saying was, you know, if it was just rain, Godsmack still would have taken the stage.
But the amount of
lightning that was in that area.
I was there, and it
That's why they canceled.
It's covered, the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, a.k.a. BBTs, whatever the fuck they call it now. All right.
That's what I got, Freedom Mortgage.
Yeah.
Oh,
right, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. It's got an area that's covered, but it's still wide open.
Right.
All sides are wide open.
Right.
And the lawn is over there, and so it was pretty crazy. Because when I saw the lightning coming, I was in the VIP room and I was charging my phone right during a couple songs during Stain because I wanted to get ready for Godsmack. And I seen things flashing out there. I'm like, no, that ain't lightning. And as soon as I got back, that's when they paused everything, you know. And it was so bad that at one point the whole audience went, oh my God, because there was a cloud with a funnel cloud in it. and the trees yeah. would go, my mother was like, oh, shit, the entire place. All right. And it was nonstop lightning. It just, and streak lightning. It was everywhere around us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like around the place. So it was really crazy. They did the right thing. You know,
right.
Like that. They really did. What?
I just did a test, and yes, we are broadcasting.
Oh,
yes.
Fantastic. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, you were telling us about Godsmack.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I heard you.
Godsmack.
Did you? Godsmack.
Oh my God.
Godsmack.
Snake
right?
bite
oh.
my nuts.
Well, it's either, I mean, like, I don't know if Godsmack's going to come back or do a rain date or they're going to give a ticket, because they'll honor the tickets, just I don't know for what yet, so that's
right.
pretty cool.
Yeah.
But getting back to UFOs, yeah, what about that? Okay, think about this. You got at that hearing, I took, like, notice to the guy, what's his name, how do I pronounce his first name?
Grush.
Almost. Yeah. So when he was talking, I noticed that whenever they asked him something, he could not. That was like everything they asked him straight up. That was no. He answered with a no. But every time he didn't answer with a no and said, "I need to discuss this behind closed doors," that meant yes. And that part was interdimensional travel. Do they have alien bodies?
Right. But that part.
Yeah.
That part. The wording of the question and his response. So they asked him about, you know, if we had alien bodies, if he'd ever seen alien bodies.
He didn't see them, but.
Right. They asked if the United States has alien bodies in somewhere. And he said that biologics were recovered from some of these.
Yeah.
Okay. But biologic doesn't necessarily have to mean an entire alien body.
It could mean they're alive, too.
It could have been an alien turd.
It could have been, anything biological that's not of this planet. So it could have been God only knows what.
Biological has to do with DNA.
Right.
Keep that in mind.
Right.
That when you're talking biological, you're talking about DNA.
Right,
you're
talking
about something with that.
Worms have DNA, but they're not human.
But worms aren't flying UFOs, dude. Okay. So
Do you see what I'm saying, though?
Worms have DNA, but they're not human.
Right, but they're not human.
So
right.
Whatever biologic entities we have might not be the entire alien species from wherever. It could be. It could have been somebody's pet that they put on a freaking drone and stuck in the atmosphere here. I don't know.
And another thing I'd like to add to that is that, if you don't mind, I'm sorry. Now, I don't know the validity or the actual percentage of whether or not this is real because, again, I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah. But if you ever watched Paranormal Caught on Camera, they had this
video
of this thing that was upright, and I know this is kind of, you know, you said earthworm. I thought of earthworm Jim and the alien they caught on a video camera that actually looked like a giant earthworm going across, really going fast, you know. And
Right.
I mean, like, what the hell was that? Yeah, kind of like Nessie.
Yeah. I've seen some of those
thing?
Videos.
Yeah,
I've seen some of those videos in people's backyards where there's
by the car.
Yeah, and they just, you know, I mean, they're...
Yeah, but I tend to, I don't know, why do we assume, here's my question, why do we assume they look any different than us?
Hollywood.
Why do we assume that they do? Now, if they can travel through the black hole or whatever the fuck they use, like a portal, wormhole, whatever the hell they use, right? Who's to say that they look any different than we are? What if they... are here, what if they gave technology to them and they're trying to hide it? Like, typical.
That would probably go back to the initial Roswell crash indoctrination that the American people got to look at.
Right.
The so-called alien autopsy where
the alien was short,
he was gray, he had a big head, big old black eyes.
Yeah, but that was proven
and
safe.
But from that point on, that stuck in everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's a proven fact, because if you think about everybody's description of alien encounters, they're either short gray ones or tall gray ones, but they've got the big heads and the big old black eyes.
Gigantic big eyes.
Wait.
With no bug eyes.
Did anybody think that could be their spacesuit?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, like in Independence Day.
Yeah, that's pretty smart, Lisa. That is.
All right. Like,
maybe
they want us to
think they look like that. You know, maybe E.T. looked like Menudo's lead singer or something. You know, right?
Wait. I thought Menudo was just a Mexican food dish.
Oh, no, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I grew up eating it.
Uh-huh, it is.
Menudo, está muy bueno. Está que rico, amigo, que rico, Menudo.
Yep. Let me say it. But, okay, so we have, okay, what if there's biologics, but if they have craft, okay, still, we've advanced so much over a short period of time.
Right.
I can tell you what Frank said, but I'm just going to hear. I'll just roll that out a little bit. But we've advanced in such a short amount of time, okay, that we have
That's
to have
true.
Had some help. We've had to
well,
have had
my
some
mind,
help.
And I'm a computer
Look,
science. Got a
I know.
Degree in computer science. And
I
they're
know,
teaching
and
the stuff that I took in college. They're teaching it to junior high kids now.
Or younger.
Or younger, yeah. Actually, yes, that's actually correct. I did see a study where they're introducing certain computing languages, some of which are dead, like Fortran or COBOL, I can't remember.
Right.
They're actually introducing, BASIC, and they've been introducing BASIC and JavaScript and all kinds of stuff. They're letting elementary school kids code that. So,
right.
Yeah,
kids
David,
are better
you're
than
right.
We
are. There is some elementary. I forgot about that. So, yep.
Yep. Listen, they're
elementary
kids
and
kids
junior high.
But
and
look at the advancements, though.
Excuse me.
But see, there's God bless you. There's a problem with the fact of like Tesla said, Nikola Tesla. If the technology and knowledge gets into the wrong hands, which obviously it has,
yeah.
All right, that will
all
cause destruction. All kidding aside, it has. I'm talking
that's
about
true.
In every aspect and probably mostly every country. All right,
exactly.
Creating wars and whatnot. Okay. War and destruction and all that he spoke of, that if the technology gets into the wrong hands, this will happen. Now we have AI, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was just giggling before, right, David? I told you.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking. I said, what about when the spirits start to manipulate AI? They can manipulate phones, apps, radios, okay?
Right.
Wait until they start to manipulate the AI.
Exactly.
Okay, so, but we've gotten this far, and, like, it kind of makes sense, like, to us, I mean, we the universe, right? It's
here,
vast. I mean, we don't know how.
Right.
They can travel. I've seen it. They can go up in the air and stop still and then shoot up completely out of our fucking atmosphere in, like, one half of a split second.
And
that's
what that one military gentleman
that's
was talking about,
all
the colonel.
Do.
He said the one that they encountered was hovering at 20,000 feet with no visible propulsion in hurricane-force winds.
Yep.
When they got close, suddenly it shot off and was miles away within a couple of seconds. Which
and it
we
disabled
have,
all their radar.
Right. It disabled all their radar.
So let me tell you, if they
and
are
then
around,
it shot, then it went from 20,000 feet to 80,000, which is space atmosphere, and came back down.
Well, that's why they can. Like, okay, so let's say, okay, you've got this thing that's capable of disrupting. Hopefully they're going to just, if somebody decides to pop off a nuke, they just disable everything.
Right.
Now, I'm hoping, you know, that what Frank Sumption had said happens because we need fucking help. All right?
We do.
Well, we need to have this released to the public first because the public has a right to know. Look. They have a right to know what is happening. I've seen it. Look, black helicopters, disabled Facebook. I mean, really, I've dealt with the whole
thing.
Here's
another question on. I know technologically we have made these advances, and obviously, I don't think, it's not that I'm, condemning humankind all the way around.
No, humans are stupid.
But we made so many advances so quickly. I don't think we could have done it without help.
No.
Why would it have stopped with technology?
It probably didn't.
man.
So
if
aliens have been here, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm sure they have been, and they assisted certain countries with technological advances, why were any medical advances kept away from
the
population?
Are you kidding me? It's called Big Pharma. That's why. The greedy motherfuckers don't want people to get better. It's more profitable if they keep you sick.
Yeah, that's true.
That
by the way,
exactly why.
Look at COVID. Look how much Pfizer made off of COVID, them sorry bastards.
Well, you know what? I know, but they
and
they made
Moderna
and whatever the hell the other ones are called.
Johnson and Johnson.
Look, they made so much advancement to COVID so quickly, whereas Lyme disease has been around for what, 50 years?
Yeah, they didn't
they
do a fucking thing about all that other shit.
Suffer. All
right.
Yeah. I've got a beef with pharma. I think it's a bunch of fucking
shit.
Yeah, it is.
And no. They tried it with me. They tried to treat me for things I didn't have for 11 fucking years. And thanks to them, I'm learning how to live with a Lyme spirochete in my body.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, no,
I had to adjust
to it. They don't give a fuck. Once you die, they don't make no money, so, you know.
No, and they, you know, first it wasn't chronic and you get rid of it. No, it is. It can be. Certain people, no. Certain people, yes. But if me, I was infected so many fucking times.
Yeah,
that,
man, you've been, that, man, you've been wrecked.
I mean,
hey,
I'm still
Lisa
wrecked.
Lisa has been
wrecked.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you've learned to, whatever.
Yeah, you know why?
I'm not going to try to speak for you. You speak for yourself just fine.
Listen to me. You want to know why, though? Because I stopped taking all that junk when he got me hooked on fucking
that's what someone else
man.
Did, I know, and... Yeah,
yep, and I
better.
Stopped it. I got my, went to a proper Lyme disease doctor, got treatment. I know when it acts up. I got to go back, whatever. I just had a bullseye rash a couple weeks ago, so I probably didn't have to go back on doxy. But
doxycycline.
And it works for me because it's mild. And, you know, but the fact of the matter is that they were trying to stuff me painkillers, wound up making me a fucking addict that I had to go to rehab. Well, I didn't go to rehab for that, but they gave me Xanax, which I had to go to rehab for, because I couldn't get off of it, because I had epilepsy, which they shouldn't have gave it to me in the first place.
Right, yeah, that's not smart.
Okay, so there you go. But the point is they did that, and then they diagnosed me and shoved me off the infectious disease. I mean, like, so, but like, I look back, and I think, well, how much money did they make off of shit I didn't have?
Right.
Exactly.
Okay? And now I learned how to eat healthy. I cannot eat processed foods. I cannot eat processed foods.
What do you eat? I got to ask you, because I'm trying to get off processed foods, and I'm a drug driver, and
that's
freaking
hard. That's really hard.
That is very difficult. No, I mean, it's not impossible.
It's
improbable.
It's
you smell the fries and the hamburgers.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
you know,
I know.
You're
I
a cheater, baby, and you're a cheating bastard.
Every meal that I have,
system sucks.
I have I make a rice. Okay, I make a rice.
Okay, rice.
Rice
is good.
I make
rice. And rice.
I put in spinach, kale, fresh carrots, fresh peppers.
Hell yeah!
I put in a whole beans, kidney
Holy
beans.
Crap.
I put in corn. I put in mixed vegetables. I put in a bunch of shit, and I put it all together so I have a balance. That's what I start
cool.
with.
Well, I
and
need the least. I need
chicken,
the
turkey.
Send me that.
You know.
Send me a
yeah,
text.
Yeah, I will. And I'll
start
trying
this thing.
Of Cezanne and adobo, and it comes out good. All right,
you
so.
Got them 18-year-old shits when you're eating that, man. Feels real good.
And once I can have an occasional. I mean, I can eat trail mix and stuff like that. That's really good for me.
Yeah, I don't have teeth, but yeah.
Yeah, still.
Trail mix.
You can get protein powder.
Uh huh. Oh, I used to have protein powder, but I was burning my nose. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I got you on
that. Have a protein powder
back
and a smile.
Back in the day. Back
but
in the
broke,
day.
It broke. I had to break. And it was my job that broke my back.
You got his protein powder back in the day from the Donald J.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You
Trump
know what,
steaks
though?
Are the best steaks.
wait a minute. Think about this. Think about the sudden with the aliens, right? The sudden wanting to get this out. I'm going to just lay this, what I thought about all week about this. Okay. We fucking destroyed the planet. The water's poison. There's leprosy now in Florida that's becoming endemic.
Yeah, by the way, brakes. Let me put the brakes on. There's something I read is actually pretty bad. They got this they got this brain-eating bacteria.
Amoeba, yes, yes.
Yeah, that thing. And it was in the water in Georgia.
It's all over. It's in Georgia.
In Georgia.
We have algae and the fungus, the algae shit that's deadly to dogs and humans in our, right here, I mean, in the creeks, in the streams.
Right.
And
it's better not hurt my pee. I'll kick somebody's ass.
No, you just don't put, I told my kids, if you go down the shore, do not go in the fucking water.
That's it. PD gets Aquafina from now on.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, mostly, we use filter.
Well,
like,
spring water. We use spring water.
Right.
We love the mountain springs where we live.
Right. And we use, I get a water filter, you know, like, for
oh, yeah, that's
water,
smart.
Right.
Brita.
Yep. That's it. That's it.
Hey, Culligan, man. That was a hoe. You know that, right?
All
right.
Now, wait. They just did a whole link. I didn't even post it because I was reading it, like, the night before last. And I forgot, the Atlantic Ocean current is slowing at a very rapid rate right now. Now, if the flow of the Atlantic Ocean stops, it'll die. Everything in it will lose oxygen, and the whole ocean will turn into a dead sea.
Yeah.
Okay. We're at the point now where, and I keep thinking about all the Russian, Ukraine, bomb, 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 and now you got all these other bomb, 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 bomb. It's like, yo, man, stop. You know what I mean? Stop now. I mean, I've heard from Walter in the past four times I've run the box say the same fucking thing every time.
Stop
the war now.
Stop the damn war, Shell.
No,
but I got something to say about Walter in a minute.
Last night, was it yesterday? Yeah, I think, or whatever. I ran the box and I went to listen better the day before, and yesterday I listened back. He said, stop the war now, you're out of time.
Yeah.
I was like, uh-oh. Yeah, like it's a pretty deep fucking message.
Right.
And, all right, like, stop the war now, you're out of time. I heard you're out of time. I said, oh, fuck. Okay, now go ahead. Say what you wanted to say about Walter.
Shout out to the Nickerson Sneed Bed and Breakfast in Bright Spring, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
I built a camera. To those that don't know, I build cameras.
Yeah, he does.
I built a camera. It's a prototype. It's called an XLS system. It uses the Kinect 2 sensor, and I've got it put on a DSLR rig and a camera rig. And anyway, the owner of the – I actually asked the owner of Nickerson Sneed if she could come up and we could do a walk through in some of the rooms and talk about the bed and breakfast. And she did. And not only did she come over, we discussed at length about the hauntings and everything. And then
– yes.
Which we had some amazing activity. And that'll be forthcoming. We'll talk all about that,
okay.
And I'll upload some clips for the future shows. But – I saw the Walter Infinity. That's the name of it. The Walter Infinity. Sounds like a car, but it's not. It's a SLS camera prototype. Well, we were in the kitchen and we were discussing. Huh?
Nothing.
No, go ahead. What?
Nothing. I'll tell you after. You go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, no, that's cool. Good. Hey, keep that thought because I never can. Oh, but I can't never remember. But I will remember this very well because Miss Rhonda Caudill, shout out to Rhonda and Ricky Caudill, the owners of the Bed and Breakfast. She come up and accepted so I could do the Parasanctum podcast. Shout out to the Parasanctum podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and everywhere you listen to podcasts, you can get the Parasanctum podcast. Fixing to move it over to YouTube as well. Oh, not YouTube, not YouTube, whatever. Okay, anyway, back to what I was saying, the Walter Infinity. I haven't caught any evidence on it yet, and I've been walking around with it, and I'd ran it down to 29%, thinking I had the charger at the investigation yesterday. Realized it was down to 29%, so I was holding it, shut it off, and waited until we got evidence. But when Rhonda got there, I fired it back up, and I said, hey, check this thing out. So Rhonda starts carrying it through the bed and breakfast. she gets to the site, and she's like, wow, this is cool. And then she starts saying, oh, my God, look at this thing. And it was in the science room. It was a little bitty small one jumping all over the ceiling and connecting to the across
oh my
the room.
God.
And Rhonda's like, you let me know when you start making these. I'm like, okay. But I've got that evidence, and that's going to be posted in the future. Not very soon,
you know,
probably this weekend. So,
I have a theory.
Walter did it. Love you, Walter. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
Walter.
David, you said something. What was going on? What were you saying?
You had mentioned the thing about Walter with the camera. And
right. Don't
ask me why, but for some reason, my brain flashed to a James Bond with his Walter PPK.
Oh, yes.
And I'm thinking,
okay.
I'm like, okay. Fabian could call it the Walter PPK, Professional Paranormal Camera.
There you go.
That was a fun...
Goldfinger, wasn't it? Was that Goldfinger?
No. Professional Paranormal Camera with a K. So,
yeah,
no, I mean, oh, wait. Was it Goldeye or... What was the name of that?
Name of the Golden Gun.
That's it.
I have no idea.
Right, but it's not copyright. It's not copyright infringement because the Walter Gun is spelled with an H.
I knew it was
L.
Gold something. It was By the way, if it was Russian, it would be K. So yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I believe that was Russian. Wasn't that the Cold War one? That's like so they had the PPK.
Oh, that was from Russia with Love.
That's it. Damn, my memory sucks.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So
we're Bond heads.
The greatest
Bond ever, Sean Connery, though. I hate to break anybody's
heart.
Oh. Sean Connery.
Now, if
Sean
you ask
Connery
me about Freddy Krueger or something, I'd know, but I would not know anything about that. I'm a horror movie critic.
Hey, Lisa,
my
favorite Freddy Krueger quote, you may be something now, but it's back in the saddle again.
I love it.
I can't remember.
I know. I love
can't remember
Freddy
the first part.
I can't either.
I love the way it goes, but it's back in the saddle again.
Oh, I thought I'm a horror movie fanatic. I'm totally. I've been my entire life, but like.
Right.
When I think about, I don't know. I'm so hooked on the hearing in my head because I know what Frank said, and Frank Sumption was right about what everything that's happening now. He was right. So far, he's been.
He knew.
Okay, that's the thing. Now, question is: okay, are we? No. Speaking of the paranormal, speaking of the aliens, speaking of that, are we talking to interdimensional beings? Right.
On the ITC
devices.
Are we devices?
Talking to more advanced? Okay. Yeah, like Walter.
Someone finally thinks the way I do. I was actually bringing that up to somebody one time.
Really?
And they got upset about it. They's like,
why?
Well, no, they're, and I'm like, well, you don't have an open mind. What if they are? What if we're looking through temporal freaking displacement and they're living they're still living in the world they died in.
Right.
Right.
Or living in a world that doesn't die.
Right.
All right, where
utopia.
You know what I mean? Like so-called heaven, so to speak.
Right, and that
maybe
is that
is
a good
there.
Right.
Ooh, look what you
yeah,
just
I mean, it's
did
a,
there.
It's a good
heaven.
Point of conversation.
Maybe
yeah, but
heaven is their world continued in their dimension. Like you know, like
yes.
that. Have you ever seen a movie called A Stitch in Time? Please tell me somebody has seen it.
I read the book.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I didn't read the
book. I actually knew of the book and never got around to reading it.
Right,
and then
they
did the movie, but, man, if I've ever...
I think I did see it, but I don't remember.
Recommend a movie to you guys about what we're talking about right now.
Right.
Then, and I know it's just a movie, but, oh, my God, the people that wrote the movie were fucking brilliant. It's so well written. It's like a... it's like this manor that they're living in, and there's two different timelines going on, and they're looking at each other through the veil of time, and the ones in the past are thinking those are ghosts. The ones in the future are looking back, and they're thinking the ones in the past are ghosts.
Think about that,
so brilliantly written. What if that's true, and what if it has more of a extraterrestrial connotation.
Right. Right. What about this? Think about this now.
Great.
Who
topic,
created
by the
time?
Way.
Who created time? Humans created time, right?
We created we created the concept of time. Absolutely.
Right. So time really does not exist.
No,
well,
it does not.
To whom? If it's not, if we're not going by our standards.
Pretend like humans didn't invent time. Time really doesn't exist. You'd just be going day to day, but doing things. Sun would rise. Time doesn't exist. So the only time you have is right now.
You know, I'm going to bring up something. You just made me. I don't remember a whole lot, and I forget to bring a lot to the show. But this is something I thought about hot and heavy the other day. What if? So I can't remember who said it, and it might have been you, Lisa. But what if? No, actually it wasn't you. Please hear me out when I say this.
Okay.
Pretend we're the Earth, and the Earth is an anthill next to a giant, you know, an interstate, you know, like an interstate. And it made sense to me because I'm a truck driver.
Right,
and,
I understand
it too. And the ants are doing their thing, living their life, and David might appreciate this because he words a lot of things like this, and I like that. Maybe they're living their own life, they're doing their own thing, and then they'll never know about the interstate because it's so massive. What if we live in such a tiny microcosm that everything around us is just so large we don't even realize it's there?
Right. Exactly.
I know it's weird, but there you go.
But
no.
Think about the universe. Think. Just look how strange everything is. Like, we are our planet. We're on a rock. We're floating around in space. You realize that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So think
about
that.
And we're round
too,
by the way. We're not flat.
Right. No, we're bumpy though. We're bumpy.
We're bumpy, crunchy, and squishy.
We're lopsided, but we're a circle. Yeah. Everything in the universe is a circle.
It's a circle. Absolutely.
That's very true. The
perfect circle. Shout out to Perfect Circle.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But
hell yeah.
The Native Americans, even, the circle of life. Everything
right.
is
exactly,
in a circle.
Yeah.
Things
yes.
are in a circle. When you're a baby, when you're a baby, you're born, you live, you get old, you become baby-like,
sales,
and then before you go on to the other
atoms.
Side.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And molecules.
I want to say, Pee-wee Herman died.
Electrons.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no, that sucks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I did.
Sucks.
Danielle told me. She was a big fan.
Yeah. Oh, man. But I mean, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. All right, but
he was pretty cool. He wasn't only great as an actor. He was handy in the theater, too.
I know that. That's the thing. He was really – okay. So hopefully he's having a party on the other side, wherever that is. A party, whatever.
Rest in peace, Paul Rubens.
That's right. But if you
today's secret word –
Yeah,
it's
right?
a couch that talks. That was nothing weird about that.
Yeah, no.
Well, let's see.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I got on acid and watched it. I was You're telling me the same thing. We used to get fucked up and watch it like 6 or 7 in the morning. Oh, no. When I was little, my brother, I shouldn't tell people this, but when I was like 7 years old, my brother would give me a shotgun. And I'd watch Captain Kangaroo, and I'd be laughing my ass off.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, geez, that's a young one. No, but shit, when you get to teenage years.
No, trust me. I ran away by the time I was 12.
Oh, yeah. But teenage year, I remember the not even teenage years. Fuck, what am I talking about? I'm talking about in the 20s when we used to get together and all sit around at the table. You know what I mean? Or watch liquid television on MTV.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Oh, yeah. So right before I quit all the crazy stuff, I watched a show. It had just come out. Right as I was ending my madness, I watched something called Celebrity Deathmatch, and I nearly choked to death.
I remember that.
And I almost choked to death watching it because I was eating, and I was laughing so hard that I started choking. And actually, it was so funny. I about pissed myself. I was cooked. You ever heard of Ponge? You ever heard of Purple Leaf Ponge?
You mean Purple Haze?
No, Purple Leaf Ponge.
No.
You glow it in. I'm not going to tell anyway, because that's getting a little.
Yeah.
It is THC. THC to the 10th power. THC to the 10th power. It's bad.
Right. Look at me. I'm going with Purple Haze.
You're getting crunchy. Okay, back to the aliens, man.
Hi. How much you selling that purple sticky weed for, old man?
Yeah,
oh,
it's a sticky ponds. Yeah, you know what sticky ponds. It's sticky, so yeah, you know.
All right. Well, I have no idea.
David's
okay.
Gonna,
but
David's
the
gonna burn a bowl.
The interdimensional part.
Right on, dude.
As far as what or who we're communicating with, if it's spirit, if it's interdimensional, if it's alien, on the interdimensional side, dimensions can be just so minutely different as far as their wavelength.
We don't
know
anything. We don't know them yet, but that we don't know about them yet. Like,
right.
we have never tapped into another dimension to know that. That's
not that we know of.
Right, but I know what Frank said about what you're talking about right now.
Right.
That there are interdimensional beings, and no matter which ones they are, even spirits have become interdimensional beings because they're not on this realm of existence anymore.
Okay.
But he knew he wasn't just talking to spirits. He knew he was also talking to extraterrestrials or interdimensional beings. So
right.
he brought that up, and he would tell me, you know, about them coming back because they had the help here because things were going to get completely out of control, and that was their plan, okay? And the thing is, if they're interdimensional, let's say there's a dimension. Let's say Fort Mifflin, when it opened up into a fucking portal. Okay,
right.
I'll give you the. What the fuck was that? That had to be interdimensional.
Because,
well, yeah,
definitely. Would you experience something definitely crazy?
It wasn't
about
just
that.
Me, you know, it was seven people. So
right, and it wasn't just
ahead.
That one time.
No, it wasn't. Greg O'Brien had a similar experience inside the Powder magazine, which is directly
right.
diagonally in a straight line from the Casemate 5, if you really think about it. All right,
you
but
know what?
What if,
you know, the shape of Fort Mifflin from the air?
I know, it's made
maybe it
for
attracted
reason.
Something. I know this is crazy, and God, I hope Mr. O'Brien doesn't get upset at me for saying this.
No.
Maybe it attracted something that pulled itself to there, and it's kept creating some kind of vortex there. But I want to believe that it's paranormal on the, you know, spiritual side more
it
than.
Is. No, it is.
Yeah.
It is. I've seen it. It was nothing to fear. It was the most beautiful thing we saw ever.
Right.
All right. It was like, you know, first, of course, when Bree came out, when she saw me staring at something in there and she realized I was staring mm-hmm. at an entity, she was very psychic. God rest her soul. I loved her. And she literally put her arm up and she was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, I'm like a mom in a car with a seatbelt to me. And she's like, who are you? And then they were like, I guess they told her they knew me, and she's like, you know her? And they were like, yeah, and I smiled. She goes, what are you smiling at? And then she turned around, and she goes, what do you mean you want to show us something? Show her something. And that's how it started. So when we went in initially, but to go into a room and have stars twinkling everywhere and nebula, look like nebulas and stuff, and then to
that's
see
why
a beam,
I said that,
yeah,
because
they,
your description
yeah,
is of
it,
things that are – I mean, that's like yeah. you're looking through a telescope or something. Is that what you
right.
felt?
Right,
yeah,
directly
it,
into
it
space.
Was, no, it's like
right,
you were
yeah.
standing in the middle of space.
Oh,
it
neato.
Was everywhere around us. It was beautiful, and there was that purple entity or thing, probably Frank. Okay, at the end, the way I'm thinking
yeah.
right now, but or whatever.
Yeah.
But if I was in, I was right in front of it, and I was poking through it, so I couldn't see the form, but they did.
Right.
But it came out of the certain area of the casemate. You know what I mean? And so,
yeah.
but to be in there and everybody, the whole room was going, oh my God, it's so beautiful. Except Dawn. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. It's beautiful. But then when Dawn was in, she was kind of in the doorway, kind of in, but she was kind of like against the wall. And she's like,
right.
who's coming in and out of the casemate? But to have the lights go off first, boom, 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 when all on one line was funny enough. Boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have everything do what it did, and then for her to say, "There, who's coming in and out of the casemate?" She could see them coming in and out, the forms going in and out, going
right.
out and in of the casemate. I was stuck with the front thing poking it, you know, like going, hello, you know, like, and everybody, and looking around, and everything was beautiful, but it was the most beautifully comfortable, except when Dawn got scared, because, I mean, I must have scared the shit out of her, you know, and she was right there until they were walking right past her.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And
which
so,
I'm
you know,
sure would be very unnerving.
of course, for Dawn, yes, yeah, Dawn can get a little scary sometimes. But like when William yelled, "I'm here," and blew her hair back. And oh, that's another story.
Nice.
And we picked it up on all
Very
the stories.
Nice.
But, I heard him first. I didn't hear him second time. But so that happened. But the thing was, what we saw when the lights boom, 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 boom came back, everything was gone. And when we turned around, like I said, in that casemate, there was bunks. I tripped. I walked straight through that casemate. I didn't cross over any bunk slats that were on the floor.
Yeah.
So where'd they fucking go?
Or where'd they come from?
No, they came. They were in the room to start out with. But when we walked in, I walked straight ahead over nothing. None of us walked into anything.
Right.
When we came
so
back
So obviously
out,
it wasn't there when you went into the room and it got moved afterwards. Or...
No, you're misunderstanding me completely. That room changed completely what it was. There was no bunk slats on the floor when I walked into that room, but yet they were there before that changed. Because they're always there. Okay? The bunk slats
right.
in that room. Okay? But they still are. So was that. So when we walked in, but to turn around and trip over them, like, because they were there and the lights were back on and everything was fucking normal. So what
yeah.
did we see? Was that another dimension? Those
yeah,
blocks,
was it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
was
it extraterrestrial, too? Because if you're
yeah,
looking
uh-huh.
at nebulas,
space,
really,
or interdimensional.
Lisa, what, yeah, there you go. What did you
mm-hmm.
feel? I mean, what did
oh,
you
I was,
feel?
Well, I stuck my arms in first, so that's, I'm going to tell you, before I walked in, I was the one who walked in first, because I am just, I have no fear. I'm just going to go. All right, so
mm-hmm.
I have my arms in first, and everybody's like, "Put your, what are you doing?" I'm like, "It's fine," you know, and I go, and so I'm like, she's like, I think Bree was like, "Oh, no, she's going to do it." I went, "Ba-doop," and then Bree followed me right away. All right, and then everybody else started coming, you know, because they heard the commotion, and everybody stood there inside the casement. I walked all the way to the back. I don't think everyone did. I did. All right, to where the initial, like where I started with the, it just seemed to be the place to go, all
right?
I don't
right,
explain right. it. But I felt peaceful. I felt welcomed. I did not have any fear whatsoever at all. It was,
and
I was comfortable. And it was comfortable, and it was beautiful. Everything looked so beautiful. It was like time and space. We were in the middle of standing, like if you were to be standing in space. So... what the fuck was that? Was it, and it, the way it opened up, almost opened up into a totally different place. It looked like we were in space, all right? Like we were just standing there in the middle of stars. It was gorgeous.
Right.
And I can't even describe it. You know what I mean? To be able to stand, but I can tell you one thing. When I did come out, my forearms tingled for hours. Because remember, I had them in first. I didn't walk all the way in.
Right.
They
yeah.
tingled for
Wasn't that,
hours.
Didn't you guys... start with static. What the heck was that?
I have no idea. What was that? Fabian, you here?
No.
That,
I didn't hear anything.
I did. It went boom, boom.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have no idea.
I don't.
That.
Yeah, sudden static on the phone. But,
that's Fabian, right?
Yeah, that's Fabian.
Okay. Did you just make all kinds of noise, Fabian?
No, not on purpose.
Okay.
I've got allergies. Maybe you're hearing me grunting. I don't know.
No.
This was static noise
like
all
that
over the place.
Like
no.
Yeah.
No, that
but,
was no. I didn't. No, I didn't make no. Nothing like that. No.
Okay.
Oh.
So you weren't just
maybe,
nobody
maybe
was.
Hey, Walter. Call up. There you go.
Yeah. It sounded like you were.
You got the number.
Yeah, it sounded like somebody was rubbing their phone microphone speaker part. Against something weird.
No, and I'm sitting with my phone far away from me.
Yeah, my phone's right in my head. I'm not touching anything.
Yeah, my phone's on the bed
and
resting on something.
My phone's
okay.
on my head.
That night after that event at Fort Mifflin with the casemate there, didn't you say you had gone? You guys were out shopping, and you were like, the static shock was like everywhere from you guys.
No, that was beforehand.
Oh, okay.
That was before the UFO incident, not the portal incident. the UFO incident when Mikey came to Selma with his father to come and get me to pick me up. All right. When I got in the car, they were cracking up. It was him and his friend Jimmy. They were laughing because every single thing Mikey touched was like, literally.
Nate.
All right. And nobody knew why. And I was cracking up. I'm like, he would touch things. He would go, he would touch me, give me a static charge, touch Jimmy all over the place, give him a static charge.
You know what would have been cool? If he'd have grabbed his dad and went quacka on his dad's ear.
Well, that was the guacka night. So,
I know.
Yeah, so that was the guacka night. So, you know, so the giggles were already from him shocking everything. But that led right into the UFO. That's what was weird.
I wonder if that's alien language. Maybe they were trying to communicate through.
I have no idea. I don't know. I'll tell you what Mikey did one night. He probably don't even remember it. He gets me up. Ma! Ma! I'm like, what? He goes, guess what? I said, what? He goes, I woke up and there was an alien standing by my radiator. I said, what?
Neat.
And he goes, no, really? He wasn't scary or nothing. And I just stood there. I said, okay, where? Show me, you know. And he said, right here. He was talking to me. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, that was prior to the UFO incident.
Neato.
All right, but, I mean, you know, then again, Mikey sleepwalked. So, you know, it's a little, you know what I mean.
Yep.
A little difficult.
He sleepwalked.
Right.
No, he's sleep.
Talks about,
no, he's
sleep. I used to really, really bad.
Sleepwalking, wandering down the stairs, saying he's got to finish the song, makes a sandwich, goes back upstairs.
Yep, eats.
Nice.
Well, he's asleep. His eyes are closed the whole time. Well, almost. Mikey does not, I don't know, I mean, his girlfriend probably, yeah, I don't know. But when he sleeps, he does not close his eyes all the way. I always used to look at him and go, they're like, they're slit, they can see in them when he's sleeping. I don't know. He's weird. Anyway, but no. But that was them. But think about now with all this UFO stuff, the next hearing I'm very very interested in hearing.
Oh, definitely.
Because
they really, I'm going to be straightforward with you.
No,
this
is the first one.
They beat around the bush a lot.
They can't.
Man, it was starting to get on my nerves.
Yeah, the one guy. The one guy.
They were threatened. Their lives were threatened. They would kill them.
Yeah, the government threatened to kill them. Yeah, you're right. I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah. I don't think it was just.
I don't think it was just government harassment.
Businesses.
I think there was major corporations. People like I don't know, Mr. X himself.
No, but he wouldn't. I don't think he threatened to kill anybody. I don't think so. He's just. I got on to him.
He's just.
Yeah. He's, you know what I mean?
And
he's just, and I hate it. He's going to kill Twitter, but that's okay. But anyway.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Fuck Twitter. They screwed me over, so I'm
I know. I'm me too. You know what?
I had my account since 2009, and fucking Dorsey blocks me over the dumbest shit, and I end up getting blocked out forever.
Really?
Jack
well,
Dorsey
you know
was a jackass.
No,
I'm
he was okay with
that.
Me. Maybe because I didn't post anything besides.
Well, we
besides
can't agree on
stuff.
Everything.
No,
it's
no,
okay.
But I didn't. No, but I didn't.
I'll talk about
besides.
Him for both of us if you ever hate him again.
No, look, I didn't post anything but music and all
kidding.
That.
Just
so
playing. No, that's why. Music is the language of everyone.
Yeah,
it doesn't
exactly.
matter what you,
yeah.
how you lean, what you believe.
Right.
Music connects us, every one of us. It's all of us.
I know that.
Not just.
That's,
and
oh,
if you hate
oh,
music, you're still listening to
it.
Think
on.
About it.
Listen,
if you hate some type of music.
I've got
to
tell
I heard
you
it,
something.
So whatever.
Guess
okay.
what? I read an article. Okay, now this can fit into everything we're talking about in a weird way. That was a study done about people who get chills from music. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, I do.
You do. I know. Exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
When I
hear a song I haven't heard in
yeah.
a long time,
yep.
I get really excited.
Well, I get specifically... Lately, this one song by A-Ron Jones, thank God I'm going to that fucking barbecue. Thank God, okay? Because I hear this song. It's called Blood on the Water. And the minute the first note hits the airwaves, I get everything from my head
oh,
to
yeah,
my toes.
Oh, yeah, I've done that, too.
Everything
weird.
For the entire song.
And I've
like,
never
right.
heard the song, but and sometimes someone just strikes the right note, and I go,
I don't even know. It's just I can feel everything that puts out from it. I don't know what it is, but it just gets to me completely. But they did a study on people that get chills, and their brains work differently.
Nice.
Than other people who don't get chills.
I got chills listening to Tibetan flute earlier today.
Well, there you go.
I hadn't seen Petey in 3 days, and Petey curled up. I was playing. I like to put on, like, YouTube has these, you know, calming music stations, and Petey really loves the calming music.
They love music.
Petey,
yes.
I put on the Tibetan monk flute.
Yes. Did Petey howl?
I think we lost him.
Back. All right, I hope he can call back. Oh, please call back. If not, Fabian, and you're listening, call my number, and I will get you.
Right.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, come on. Uh-oh. Where is he? Oh, fuck. Wait. Okay, I don't see him. Oh, there he is. Okay, woohoo! I got you.
I'm back.
Okay.
But no, listen about Petey. She curls up to me and just starts moving her head a little around and snuggling with me to the notes.
Yep.
So, like the real high notes, she would turn her head. Probably heard
it,
you might have heard her, but she was just
getting,
so lovely.
No.
Getting the chills.
And I got chills because I heard the notes and the dog was reacting. It was great.
And
right, the door
happens. Yeah, it happens for me too, but not always with the same song. I mean,
obviously, the same song,
but it's not just one type of music that can do it to me. I don't know. I'm weird.
I know what songs get to me. I know what songs get to me, but this song is different. This song, I know the chills that come your arms. You get that feeling. This song electrifies me from my feet to my head. Like I turn into one big chill, goosebumps every fucking day.
Oh, you know,
and
you
I still
just
don't
opened
understand
up a,
that.
You just opened up something I've been wanting to talk to people about for years, and I just remembered it. Talking about music. This is straight up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna run something by you guys and see if it ever affects you the same way. But ever since I got ever since I've learned my genealogy and learned where I'm from and learned the races that I'm a part of and find out that the music connected to those cultures, that before I knew that about the genealogy, I have really enjoyed that music. But not only that, whenever I listen to the music now and I know a part of me is connected to that culture, I get chills sometimes, and I actually close my eyes, and I can see myself there as my ancestor, because I have the knowledge of who they were, or at least where they were, and what they were doing. And let me give you an example.
Right.
Raven Rock is something I'm working on right now, and I'm trying to figure out whether Nox Arcana can fit in that, too. I've been looking at their work. But, Raven Rock, is basically, now hang on to your hats. This is what Raven Rock is, and Lisa, we have the same family.
Yeah, we have the same. I know the bagpipes and all that shit gets me. Okay, yeah, and the drums.
Symphonic, Scandinavian symphonic metal.
Okay.
That's the music
that
I'm going to profile on there. I'm going to profile that music from Norway, Finland, Iceland, and Denmark.
Yep.
And some of the most beautiful metal, it's opera and symphony with heavy metal. And I get chills every time I hear a new song by a band I've never heard, and they just lay it down like Leaves Eyes. Leaves Eyes, they are incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go ahead.
I think
Nox
Arcana would fit right in with that.
Metallica's new song.
Oh, Nox Arcana
has a similar sound.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Right.
Are they from Norway, aren't they?
I don't know.
Do you guys ever listen to that cultural music and get chills from it and think about your ancestors?
I get it from,
or am I
you know
just
what,
weirdo?
I always loved bagpipes.
I'm just a weirdo.
No, mandolin.
Oh, no.
Scotland.
Mandolin.
Oh, yeah, Scotland.
Bagpipes, okay. All right, and native drumming has always got, which is explains that all in a nutshell.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, and native
love drums. Yep.
Earlier native flute music does that.
That too.
Yes.
Yeah,
Navajo.
That's
Navajo flute is amazing. It's beautiful. Navajo flute music knocks me back.
See, and I can't.
Oh no,
you
I'm
know that's the thing.
Out, no, to Tall Paul and Okima. Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Those guys.
Okima.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit is fucking great. I'm sorry. I got
Yeah.
I mean, I get just the vibe, but the whole
Okima
aspect. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And the song
so
Warrior.
You get that vibe from
man.
The culture, and we have Indian. I don't know.
Mandolin.
I know.
And see,
and maybe some
mandolin.
That's where
crow
I,
or
you know, you and Lisa can trace your ancestries back because you've both done the whole ancestry thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the culture that
like
your ancestors
before.
Came from.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I haven't gotten into any of that yet, but I do know, you know, the native flute music does it.
Mm-hmm.
Pan flute actually does it too, which is weird.
Right.
I guess. Definitely
Dude,
bagpipes.
If you ever do your if you ever do your ancestry, then I believe that when you see the culture, you understand the culture, and you're like, "Wow, I always liked that music." That's what I was getting at. Like, I've always been fascinated with Scotland before I ever knew I was heading
right.
Any
Scotland
Scotland
and Ireland, yeah, both.
And,
see,
yeah, and
yep.
David,
yeah,
you kind of look like a shaman, anyways. So.
I know.
I look like a what?
Then,
he looks like a shaman.
Oh,
you know, your beard, you kind of, and that thing with the bones behind
a wizard.
You look.
He's a wizard.
Yeah,
Harry.
Mr. Potter. Mr. Potter. You ever heard of Harry Potter?
I can't
otter?
Be a wizard. I'm
Harry.
Just Harry. Harry Potter.
You're an otter,
oh, wait,
Harry.
Wait,
you're an otter.
Wait. DNA memory. Cell memory. Carries our ancestors inside us. We keep their memories with us. We are part of them. And it's very possible that what we feel is what's been felt.
So maybe so. Maybe music is also connected to extraterrestrial.
Music
stuff.
Is universal.
Extraterrestrial.
It's going to
okay,
save
so
the world, according to Walter. Wait.
Well,
right.
I could go along with that for most of it, except for the Peruvian pan flute music.
What?
I cannot imagine any of my ancestors being from Peru. From where they originated the pan flute.
Sure, I can. I guess.
Peru is wicked, ancient.
But my grandmother,
I
mean, who
is
from South America, that's
that
all indigenous.
Yeah,
they're all indigenous.
My
yeah.
grandmother, I have to dig more into it, but I know she used to live out in the southwest area, I think. I got to get more clarity from my mother on that.
Right.
And she did, I remember some of the pictures, she did look like a white native.
Nice.
Well,
she,
you know,
just,
yeah. Well, let me explain something to you. When you look at Canada and their indigenous people, okay, they're not dark because they're not living in a desert. Okay, the only reason why they're darker is because they're in the desert. All right, you understand? But
exactly.
So yeah, like my family, my buff family went from here to Canada and then came back. Okay,
right.
So you understand what I mean? Like so,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It, you know what I mean? So that's why you can't. You're not. They, you know, that'd be like somebody saying they don't look like Indians to me. Like,
well,
no
think
name,
about
no.
how long. Yeah,
right, but,
yeah, I see what you're saying. I learned that. I actually learned that too, and I had to retrace my ancestry 10,000 years of living in the Southwest.
Yeah,
you're gonna get a little toasted. Yeah.
Shit! They just added a whole new area to my DNA. California and Washington State. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, they did.
There you go.
Yep, they sure did. I'm like, okay then. All righty then. There we go.
Right,
there
right.
We go. Yep. So we got 1 minute to 1 minute, not even 60 seconds left on this show. So I'd like to give a shout out to WMMR I could not find you, Brent Porce, because you were there during the storm and you were back there and I was over there. But I looked for MMR all day and MMR WMMR. And all the DJs and Marcus, and Jackie and all them, and Pierre and all them.
Okay, shout out to
WQUT. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
WQUT, classic rock.
Yep.
Hey, y'all check out Scanning the Frequencies next week.
Yes,
and
unless
that changes.
And check for Fabian's update on the investigations because he's going to be posting it on Scanning, hopefully, too. Okay.
Yeah, and
all
I did
right.
ask about
all right, guys.
Walter. I did ask. All
know.
Right, good night.
Yep, good. All right, guys. Have a good night, everybody. All right, love you guys.
Everybody,
and,
take care.
We would, yep, take care of yourselves
take
and
care.
Your family. Okay.
Take care of
bye-bye.
Each other.
We'll
take
be
up,
back.
Look out for
and
each
keep
other.
Your eyes on
bye.
The sky.
Oh, hell yeah. Bye. At the end. Episode. I'm ending the episode. It's not letting me end the episode. I can't. There we go. End episode.